Are you tired of being held back, hindered, and delayed from your best life? I know you are. Picture this. Unseen forces, called hindering spirits, are actively working against you, aiming to derail your dreams and distract you from the path God has laid out for you. But fear not. You carry the power to conquer hindering spirits. In the series every spiritual warrior has been waiting for, I'll guide you through the journey of unmasking the specific agenda of these obstructive forces in your life. No longer will you be blindsided by the tactics of hindering spirits. You'll learn to discern their presence the moment they strike, and even before they strike. You'll gain the wisdom to distinguish between divine guidance and diabolical interference. And you'll learn spiritual warfare strategies and tactics to make hindering spirits flee. Join me as we go on a warpath to dismantle the influence of hindering spirits across every facet of your life, your mind, your health, your finances, your career, your relationships, and beyond. Don't miss out on this life-changing spiritual warfare series. Unlock the secrets to conquering hindering spirits today at schoolofthespirit.tv. We need to deal with this satanic interference. We need to stop it. We need to stop tolerating satanic interference in our lives. These are obstructing demonic forces, and they're engaging in the illegal hindering of our exploits. They are bringing confusion into our communications, one with another, twisting words that come out of our mouth before they get to the ears of another person. These interfering demons must bow. These satanic interferers and influencers must be stopped in the name of Jesus. They hamper us. They hinder us. They impede our forward moving progress. They inhibit us. They intrude on God's will for our life. Sometimes they prevent us from accelerating. Sometimes they bring conflict into our life. These satanic interferers must stop. They must bow. We must frustrate their attempts to interfere. Whatever strategy they use, whatever device they deploy, whatever weapon they form, we must be savvy. We must be savvy in the spirit. We must stop putting our head between our legs or burying it in the sand and thinking, oh, woe is me. I'll never be rid of this assignment, these attacks, they're incessant. No, stop confessing that. These demons that get out ahead of you to stop you, they got to get out of the way. They've gotten in the way. Now they got to get out of the way. Their operations, these satanic interferers, these satanic influences, they must be suspended. They're tampering. They're thwarting. They're troubling you. You got to take authority over it in the name of Jesus. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. I'm so grateful that you've joined me. This is a shortened broadcast today, guys. I'm on the road. I'm traveling around the UK, and we're pressing in to revival, pressing in to just God's will. And it's the time of my life. I'm telling you, I love it. If you've missed me over here, get on my mailing list at jenniferleclaire.org. Maybe you can catch me next time. There won't be any time soon, but we can connect. I've got some new things up my sleeve, guys. I'm going to be sharing with you when I get back. In the meantime, come on in. Let me know where you're coming in from. What city, what nation? I'd like to know. Shout out. And then share this with somebody, guys. Share it on your timelines. Share it via Messenger. Share it via Twitter. Share it anywhere and everywhere. Share it just quickly, because we've got to get started. I got to get out of the gate strong today. We're going to begin today by doing our roll-in. Guys, all of these broadcasts become archives. We can find them exclusively on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/JenniferLeClaireMinistries. You're going to find tons and tons and tons of long-form and short-form content over there that's exclusive to that platform. So do me a favor and quickly share this with somebody, please. Share it on your timeline, share it via Messenger, share it via Twitter. Do what you got to do to get the word out. Hello, Audra. Hello, Denver. Hello, 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 hello. Come on here quickly and share this quickly for me. We're going to get started here. We've got to go ahead and get started, guys. I know we usually banter a little while, but we got to get started. Let's get started. Here we go. Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, senior leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. This is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God. Let me just prophesy to you, something good is going to happen to you today. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Seers Invitational. This is an unprecedented opportunity to plunge deeper into the seer anointing. I've been training seers now for many years, and God has laid it on my heart to gather seers and seeing people together under one roof for an unprecedented gathering that will position the seers to soar. The Seers Invitational is by invitation only. It is designed to call you higher in the realms of the Spirit with four biblically sound, Spirit-inspired teachings, seer exercises, seer Q&As, seer anointing impartation, connection with other seers, and more. This is a one-day event. We're making it easy. And we're going to hold it in the summer. The date will be announced soon if you want to be considered for the invitation. Please drop your email below. You're going to go to globalpropheticcenter.com/seers, plural, globalpropheticcenter.com/seers, plural, one day only. It'll be on a Saturday, and I invite you to join us in the prayer room as well on Friday night beforehand so that you can experience the fullness of what we do, as well as join us in church on Sunday if you can. So check that out. It's the first ever. I've never seen anything like it. And this might be the only time we ever do this. So check it out, globalpropheticcenter.com/seers. Guys, I'm coming to you live from South Florida. Well, I have a habit of saying that no matter where I am in the world. That's okay. I'm at AHOP, Awakening House of Prayer in South Florida on Sundays, preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching. And watch the transformation. I'm preaching three different messages every week. 10:47 a.m., 1:30 p.m., and 4 p.m. are our service times. We are wrapping up our series on revival. We just can't get through it because the Holy Spirit just keeps wrecking the place. So we keep extending it because there's been like 3 weeks that I couldn't even preach because the Holy Spirit walked the place. Crazy. Check it out, man. If you're in South Florida, you want to be at Awakening House of Prayer on Sundays, 10:47 a.m. You can watch online. It's free to register at ahop.online. You can also choose to go deeper with us, though, at ahop.online/webchurch. You'll get more access with the virtual healing, prophecy, and deliverance rooms, virtual life group, virtual prayer line, virtual pastoral advice, virtual midweek. It is virtual, but it's powerful. We got the virtual community, the daily devotion. It's all there for you at ahop.online/webchurch. ahop.online/webchurch. Check that out. The second and third service, our School of the Spirit at AHOP. We're going into the deeper things of God. We're in a series now on activating angels on assignment. If you haven't signed up for that, I don't know what you're waiting for, because you are missing out on an education, biblical education, that will position you to have more of the heavenly host cooperating with the grace of God to help you in your daily life. We're not putting our angels to work. And I've been reminded of some things while taking this course. And I need all the help I can get. So Jesus received a ministry of angels. So did Peter. And so did others in the Bible, Daniel and others, Zechariah. And so we should too. Biblically, schoolofthespirit.tv/angels, that 4 p.m. class, there's no worship at 4 p.m., schoolofthespirit.tv/7mountains, the number 7 mountains. We're in the series on the prophets in the 7 mountain mandate. Learn the mountain you're called to and what you are going to face demonically there as well. And we're going to be teaching this week on, what are we teaching on this week? schoolofthespirit.tv/7mountains, entertainment mountain, the entertainment mountain. So check that out. All right, let's get into today's devotion. As we're going to read today from Mornings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God. And today's devotion is titled, Give Thanks Always. Give thanks always. When? Always. Where? Always. Give thanks always. And here's what I heard the Lord say. When you're tempted to complain, find something to thank us for instead. Complaining is a temptation the enemy brings. But remember that the power of life and death is in your tongue. When you complain, you are speaking death over a thing. Instead of voicing your dissatisfaction, thank me for the wisdom to overcome what's frustrating you, to solve the problems that face you, to confront the enemy with the sword of the Spirit, or to walk away from a situation and let me handle it. The Lord says your praise empowers you to focus on receiving my wisdom and speaking life, even to those things that smell of death. Your praise empowers you to focus on receiving what God has for you. Did you catch that? Speak life. Speak thanks. Be grateful. It'll shift the atmosphere in your life. The scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Mornings with the Holy Spirit, wherever you buy books online. But here's the prayer starter. Help me maintain a grateful heart in the midst of frustrating circumstances, trials, and enemy attacks, and bad days. I will no longer complain, but I will lift my voice in praise and thanksgiving to the one who gives me strength and wisdom to overcome. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, I thank you this morning that you just are. You are the great I am. There is no other God like you. You are the God who sits high above the circle of the earth, looking down upon us with a smile. You are the God who created all things. You created a new song. You're singing songs of deliverance over our lives, and we praise you. We thank you. We honor you today because you are magnanimous. You are so generous. You are our provider, and you're not a stingy God. You're a liberal God. You don't just barely get us by. You give us more than enough because you are more than enough. So we celebrate your generosity today, God. We celebrate your faithfulness today, God. We celebrate everything you are, everything you've done, all of your great and precious promises. They are yes, and they are amen. And we come into agreement with the ruler of rulers. We come into agreement with the Lord of lords, with the King of kings. We bow a knee to you. You are the one true living God, the undefeatable God, the God who is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. You'll watch over your word to perform it in our lives, and you are faithful. You are faithful. None of your words ever fall to the ground. You're faithful. You're faithful. If you said you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You're the God who follows through. You follow through. You follow through. You see the end from the beginning. You declare the end from the beginning. You know every obstacle we're going to face on our journey, and you've already planned a way of escape. You've already planned a way around it, a way over it, a way under it, a way through it. You might not deliver us from every trial, but you'll deliver us through the trial. You'll lead us and guide us through the waters. You'll lead us and guide us through the fire to the other side, where we are purified. We're shining like gold, burning and shining like John the Baptist with the testimony. We thank you, Lord, today that you have given us your name, your word, your blood, and we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and our selflessness. So today, God, we choose to die to self again. Just like Paul said, I die daily. We choose this day to serve you with our whole heart. We choose this day to submit ourselves to you. We choose this day to watch our mouth. If we can't praise you, let our tongue cleave to the roof of our mouth today. God, we want to do your will. We want to do things your way. We want to follow your leadership in every area of our life. So help us, Lord, to put aside childish things. Help us, Lord, to put away those things that just hinder our forward moving progress. Help us, Lord, today to be willing to go deeper with you, further with you than we've ever gone before. Help us, Lord, today to abandon ourselves in your love, because you are faithful. You are love. You are ready and able to deliver us from our past and propel us into our future. You've got a future and a hope for us. You promised us that you do, so you do. We believe that you do. Whatever we're walking through now, the sickness, the disease, the pain, the suffering, you've got a future and a hope for us, and we're banking on it. We're believing on it. We're standing on it even now. We can't see it. We don't know what it looks like. We don't feel it. We can't even sense it, but we believe it because we're walking by faith and not by sight. We believe your word because you are the ruler of the universe. Everything is at your disposal. If you don't have something that we need, you'll make it for us. You are still Elohim. You are still Creator God. You are still the ruler. You are still the master. You are still the God who swooped in and saved us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. What else would you not do for us? So help us, Lord, today to put our faith in you. Help us, Lord, today to put our faith firmly in you, to stop trying to do things in our own strength that only you can accomplish. Help us, Lord, to stop trying to make things happen. Help us, Lord, today to stop getting in your way, interfering with your process for our progress. Would you help us, Lord, today to be a people who is willing to wait on you to do the work in us, so that you can move through us with authority, move through us in power, move through us with strength and might, God. We want to be vessels of honor in your kingdom. We want to be vessels of honor, vessels of honor, vessels of honor. We want to be trustworthy. We want you to look at us and say, yes, I can trust that one. I can send them into the darkest places. I can propel them forward with a gospel in their mouth, and they'll be faithful. They'll be obedient. They'll be ready in season and out of season. God, we want you to use us. We want you to help us to see what we haven't seen. Lord, give us a revelation of your love today. I feel so much interference on this broadcast, and there's no surprise there, since we're about to deal with interfering demons, since we're progressing toward the point of the broadcast where every interfering spirit has to stop and flee. So don't let the enemy distract your heart right now, because I see the assignment and the agenda of the wicked one. He wants some of you to jump off the broadcast before we get to the part where we deal with the interfering spirits that are holding back your success. He wants some of you to say, I don't need all this die to self prayer. I don't need all this, oh God, let me do your will prayer. But you know what? You do need that, and I need that. And the enemy doesn't want us to pray these prayers, because the enemy knows when we pray these prayers, we become more like Jesus. And when we become more like Jesus, we become more powerful than we are now. We become more authoritative than we are now. We become more faithful than we are now. We become more steady than we are now. We become more joyful and peaceful than we are now. So I bind every spirit that is trying to sway your heart away from the word of God in Jesus' name. I bind every spirit that's trying to distract you and trying to cause you to just sort of do your little housework until I get to the good part. I break those demonic lies coming against your mind, trying to steal, kill, and destroy your breakthrough today in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful that you expose the enemy. We're so grateful that you see all things and that you know all things. We're so grateful. And yet we don't have a clue how much we need you. We don't have a clue how pitiful we are without you. We don't have a clue. We quote the scripture, apart from Christ, we can do nothing. But we don't really believe it, because we keep trying to do things in our own strength. We keep trying to do things our own way. We keep trying to do things in our own timing because it seems good to us. Scripture says many are the plans in a man's mind, but the Lord directs the steps. The Lord establishes his will. The Lord will ultimately have his way. He is sovereign. So we submit ourselves to the sovereign God. We submit ourselves to your timing, God. We submit ourselves to your ways, God, because your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We submit ourselves to you in word, in thought, in deed. Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, get it out of us, God. Show us that we might confess it, God. You tell us in your word that if we confess our sins, you are faithful, you are just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we confess our sin today, the sin of self-righteousness, the sin of self-will, the sin of self-centeredness, the sin of self. And we today, right now, choose to die to ourselves. We say we die daily. It's not we who live, but Christ lives in us. He died for us. He gave himself up for us. So now we give ourselves up for you, God. We die daily for you, God. We will not be defensive. We will not be reactive. We will not be overreactors, but we will be overcomers. We will not allow the enemy to see us sweat. We will not allow angry people to rattle us. We will not allow difficult people to move us. We will not be swayed off your promises. We will walk in the peace of God no matter what's happening around us. I declare it in the name of Jesus. I declare that no matter what comes against us, you are for us and we will overcome. We will get around it. We will get by it. We will get through it because you are with us. Emmanuel, God with us. I thank you, Lord, today that those who are walking through the valley of the shadow of death right now are about to see the sunrise, are about to see the blessings flow, are about to see the breakthrough manifest. And so I bind every demon power that wants to distract us from the main thing. Help us, Lord, to keep the main thing the main thing. Jesus is the main thing. He has the preeminence. He is seated high above the circle of the earth at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us. So help us, Lord, today. Jesus, pray. Jesus, pray. Jesus, keep praying for us, God. We need your help. We don't realize how pitiful we really are. We don't realize how powerless we are without you. We are sunk. We are finished. We are through. We can't go toe to toe with the devil in our own strength, but in you, we can overcome. In you, we can run through a troop. In you, we can leap over a wall. You've taught our hands to battle and your fingers to war. You will never leave us or forsake us. You are our forerunner. You always lead us into triumph. So we say, yes, God. We say, let us decrease that you can increase. We want to go low so that you can be exalted in our lives. We want to demonstrate what it looks like to be a real follower of Christ, not a materialistic Christian, not a covetous Christian, not a greedy Christian, not a self-promotional Christian, not a me Christian, not a build my kingdom Christian. Lord, we want to be real, authentic, genuine followers of Jesus. So, Lord, show us our waywardness, that we can confess it, that we can break agreement with the enemy, that we can find freedom from every tie that binds. Come on, there's some of you listening to me today, and you're flat out miserable. You know why you're miserable? It's not because you don't have any money. It's because you don't have enough Jesus. You know why you're miserable? It's not because you're sick. It's because you don't have a revelation that Jesus is the divine healer. You're not miserable because you're going through a divorce. You're miserable because you haven't acknowledged Christ as the very present help in time of need or the comforter of your soul, the one who gives you beauty for ashes. We can rejoice in every circumstance. We can rejoice in every trial. When we know our God, we'll do great exploits. When we know our God, we can maintain our peace because we keep our eyes on him, and he is the maintainer of our peace. He is the maintainer of our joy. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand, pleasures forevermore. God, would you help help us today to get over ourselves and fix our hearts on you at another level in a new way. God, help us, Lord. We don't want to be nominal Christians. We don't want to be carnal Christians. We don't want to be Christians in name only. We don't want to be Christians when it's convenient. And then when there might be some persecution, oh yeah, I don't know him. Oh Jesus, help us not to be like Peter before his encounter, but help us, Lord, to be like Paul when he got really radically saved and went around preaching the gospel in every nation of the modern world in his day. Help us, Lord, today in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on, these are grow up prayers this week. I don't know why the Lord has me praying these kinds of prayers all week long. We've been praying die to self. We've been praying grow up. We've been praying deliver us from this and rid us of that and repenting of this and repenting of that. You know, I know many of you don't like that, but guess what? God likes it. And you'll like it when you see the fruit of it. You'll like it when you see the fruit of it. Many people don't like to pray these prayers. They just want to hear me come on here and prophesy of your blessing and prophesy your healing and prophesy your promotion. We do all that a lot. Right now, God is trying to deal with some things in us so that he can actually get us that promotion. He's already prepared the promotion. He wants to prepare us for the promotion. He's already prepared the blessing. He's already prepared the breakthrough. He's trying to prepare us. Do you see what's happening? When the Lord leads you into seasons of confession and repentance and surrender, there's a reason for that. We don't despise that. We don't resent that. We press into it and we say, yes, Lord, because that's what precedes the increase. That's what precedes the next level that we say we want, that we pray for. We want to reach more people. We want to be more effective intercessors. We pray for all these things. Then God begins to deal with things in us because he wants to answer the prayer. But the only way to bring the prayer answer is to bring out of us those things that hinder what we say we want. Oh, Jesus. Amen. I'm just explaining the spiritual dynamics of what's going on this week on these broadcasts. Maybe tomorrow will be different. I don't know. These aren't my favorite prayers to pray either. I like when we get in a river of just explosive power, but guess what? The repentance precedes the explosive power. The confession precedes the breakthrough. All these things that God is doing in us this week is going to produce the peaceable fruit of righteousness in you. Amen. I want to transition into this next segment. Those of you who have stuck around this long, some of you jumped off. Some people jumped off as soon as I started suggesting we needed to repent. They said, I don't need to repent of anything. And I'm not going to let you tell me I do. I know. What an attitude. We're going to get into this next segment now about interfering spirits. Interfering spirits. Interfering spirits. Lord, show me this in scripture. Interfering spirits. God is so good. He's so gracious. There's nothing that you could ever do to keep him from loving you. And he loves us so much that he disciplines us. He loves us so much that he cleanses us, that he puts us, you know, in the hot seat sometimes and convicts us of our sin. Let's deal with these interfering spirits. Let's look here in the book of Acts. I've read the book of Acts 5 times in a row now. I'm going to read it 10 times in a row. The Lord told me to read the book of Acts 10 times in a row. So that's what I'm doing. And I just finished this morning reading it for the 5th time. Now, look at here. This was Paul's first missionary journey. Imagine this. Really think about this. This was Paul's first missionary journey. Okay, this is before he was really seasoned. This is before he had done any miracles at all. This is his first time out. I remember my first missionary journey to Nicaragua. There was so much witchcraft and so much warfare. I wanted to go home. I remember sitting under a tree. I went away from the group and sat under a tree. There was so much witchcraft and so much warfare. I mean, I was trying to figure out, how can I get out of Dodge? How can I get back home? I had 14 days left before the journey ended, and I didn't think I could make it another hour. This was Paul's first missionary journey. He went out with Barnabas, sent by the Holy Spirit. And if you look down here, they were going to see the governor. See, Paul was before kings. Paul was before governors. And this was the first time he was before a governor. His name was Sergius Paulus. He was an intelligent man. And the governor had invited Barnabas and Saul. His name was still Saul then. He wanted to hear the word of God. Okay, this governor wanted to hear the gospel. What an invitation. What if you got invited to the governor's mansion in your state or the governor in your district, wherever you are in the world? What if you got invited to the governor's house to share the gospel? What an opportunity. I'm just trying to set the scene here. I'm trying to show you something here. And then we see in verse 8, but Elymas, the sorcerer, as his name means in Greek, interfered. Elymas, the sorcerer, interfered and urged the governor to pay no attention to what Paul and Saul, Barnabas and Saul said. He was trying to keep the governor from believing. Here's the sorcerer interfering. Here's the witchcraft interfering with the mission. Here's the divination interfering with the mission. Here's the obstacle trying to stand in the way of Paul and what he was called to do. This is an interfering demon. And you have encountered interfering demons in your life. I'm guaranteeing you that some of your issue is an interfering spirit. What does it mean to interfere? It means to interpose in a way that hinders or impedes. It means to come into collision or be in opposition. It means to act reciprocally so as to diminish or otherwise affect something. Some of you, the reason why you haven't reached your divine connection is because of an interfering demon. See, this was a divine connection for the governor. Paul and Silas, it was a divine connection for the governor, who, by the way, after Paul dealt with the interfering demon, the governor got saved. So what does that tell you? Interfering demons can rise, but you can bind them. You can make them flee. You can overcome them, and you can still complete your mission. Whatever God's called you to do, whatever God wants you to have, no matter what interfering demon wants to come on the scene, you can deal with it. You have authority in the name of Jesus to deal with the interfering demons. Look what Paul did here, just quickly. Saul, also known as Paul, was filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Yes or no? He was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he looked the sorcerer in the eye. In other words, he faced down that witchcraft. He faced down that interfering spirit. Then he said, "You son of the devil, full of every sort of deceit and fraud, of enemy of all that is good, will you ever stop perverting the true ways of the Lord? Watch now, for the Lord has laid his hand of punishment upon you, and you will be struck blind. You will not see the sunlight for some time." Instantly, mist and darkness came over the man's eyes, and he began groping and around and begging for someone to take his hand and lead him. When the governor saw what happened, he became a believer, for he was astonished at the teaching about the Lord. What did Paul do? He dealt with the interfering spirit head on, directly. He didn't go complain, "Oh, well, Elymas won't let me preach the gospel to the governor. That was my big opportunity. I could have got him saved, and that would have been credited to my account in heaven, and this Elymas just wouldn't get out of the way." No, but that's what we do many times. We complain. There's an interfering demon that comes and we complain. "Oh, it's so hard. Oh, they won't call me back. Oh, I just my tire blew out. Now I don't have enough money to do this, or I don't have enough money to do that. I can't get to this new job." Whatever. There's interfering demons that are going to come. The question is, are you going to look that demon in the eye and make it go? Or are you going to feel sorry for yourself and forfeit your prize, your promotion, your blessing? I know you guys well enough to know that you're not going to put up with it anymore. Now that you see it, you're going to take authority over it. I know you. You're warriors. I'm proud of you. You're overcomers. I know you. I know something about you. You're going to deal with this interfering spirit, and you're going to deal with it right now today. We're going to do this together. Are you ready? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we repent for any way in which we have tolerated interfering demons. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us for putting up with interfering spirits that hamper our forward moving progress, that hinder the assignment that you've given us. Forgive us, Lord, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us from the apathy. Cleanse us from the frustration. Cleanse us from the aggravation, the reactive spirits. Instead of responding, we've reacted so many times. Forgive us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you've given us authority. And by that name, we bind every interfering spirit coming against our life in Jesus' name. We bind every hampering spirit, every hindering spirit, every spirit that has sought to impede our progress, inhibit our blessing. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We break your powers in Jesus' name. I speak to every intruding, obstructing spirit, and I command you to flee far from us now in the name of Jesus. I speak to every demon power trying to bring conflict, distraction, commotion, frustration. In the name of Jesus, we command you to be bound and to flee from us seven ways in the name of Jesus. I speak to every spirit bringing inconvenience, interloping, intermittent, interposing, and we break your powers. We put a cease and desist order on interfering spirits in the name of Jesus. Every demon trying to stop us, oppose us, suspend us, tamper with our breakthrough, we break your powers and we command you to go. We command you to flee. We command you to back up and back off. You thwarting demons, you troublemaking spirits, we take authority over you and we strip you of your power in our lives. We will not come into agreement with the work of busybody demons, but we will stand firm on the promises of God, which are yes and amen. I thank you, Lord, that every spirit that tries to hold us up, hang us up, mix us up, or step in the way of our breakthrough, poke its nose into our business, we command you to get out of our presence, get out of our sight, get out of our way in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that we will step into the divine connections. We will step into the new glory. We will step into the next breakthrough. We will step into these things that you have prepared for us and for which you have prepared us in Jesus' name. We give you all the glory because there's no other God like you, no other God who gives us authority on the earth to occupy till you come, no other God. No other God. Every other God is an idol. And we magnify you. When the warfare comes, we're going to magnify you. When the delays come, we're going to magnify you. When the frustration comes, we're going to magnify you. When the sickness comes, we're going to magnify you. When the throat trouble comes, we're going to magnify you. Come on. We're going to magnify you. When the threat of divorce comes, we're going to magnify you. When the temptation comes, we're going to magnify you. Whatever comes, we're going to magnify you because you are our God, our King, our Lord, our Master, our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Provider, our Standby, our Intercessor. You are our everything, and we submit ourselves to you. We resist the interfering spirit, and we declare it has fled in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I said it has fled. Did you feel it go? Did you sense the authority? Did you understand the dynamics of what was happening? I'm going to do a class, I believe, soon on some basic spiritual warfare skills for some people, because I don't believe many of you have been taught, and it's a real problem. As long as you're ignorant of the devil's devices, you can't win the war. You can't, because he's sneaky. He's crafty. Look, Adam and Eve were sinless. They had no open doors at all. Except Satan opened a door by telling a lie. Amen. Come on. Check it out. Some of you need to check out that spiritual warfare training at schoolofthespirit.tv. But I want to remind you really quickly, today's broadcast is brought to you by the Seer's Invitational. I mentioned this about 6-8 weeks ago, and I told you I wouldn't mention it again for a while. I'm mentioning it. It's not open yet. I have not sent out invitations. But if you want to be considered for an invitation, you're going to go to the Seers. So you're going to go to globalpropheticcenter.com/Seers globalpropheticcenter.com/seers, plural, and check that out. And we will contact you if we feel like it's something that you're going to benefit from. So if you're hungry for it, sign up now. The people who register for the wait list or the consideration list will have first dibs. So before I ever send it out to anywhere else, I'll send it to you first if I think it's appropriate for you. And so we pray about it. Go over there to globalpropheticcenter.com/seers. Guys, make sure you're there at AHOP when I get back. I'll be back in a couple of days, and we are going for it. It's going to be good. I always come back with fire. I'm so excited about coming home. I'm excited about being here. I'm present where I am when I'm there. And so, but I'll be back with you guys soon. And check it out, guys. If you want to sow into this, guys, we are going to receive our tithes and our, like I'm in church. We're going to receive our offering for today. If you want to sow, we are currently raising funds to go to a World Evangelism Conference in Amsterdam in Holland in June so that we can build out the evangelism arm of our ministry a little deeper. And so a group of us are going together. If you want to sow into that so that we can add evangelism to our Awakening Prayer Hubs movement, please do. By the way, if you're not a Prayer Hub leader yet, consider joining forces with us at awakeningprayerhubs.com. We're always adding, we're always growing, and we are developing that evangelism arm and missions arm as we speak. That's what we're doing. So if you want to sow into that, we'd love to have you do that. I'm going to tell you how you can sow, and I'm going to pray you out. JenniferLeClaire.org/donate. You can sow a one-time seed there. You can become a partner there at JenniferLeClaire.org/donate. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $PropheticBooks, $PropheticBooks. You can text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 754-701-2161. Text the word give to 754-701-2161, and also make sure you follow the prompts. PayPal.me/JenniferLeClaire, Venmo at Jennifer LeClaire, Zelle, info@JenniferLeClaire.org, P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303, the Facebook stars, the YouTube stickers, you can donate that way as well. We love you so much. Let me pray you out, and I'll be back with you tomorrow, and I'll be back home Saturday afternoon, South Florida. So come on over to AHOP on Sunday. Father, I thank you for all those under the sound of my voice. I say, Lord, bless them indeed. Enlarge their territory. Let your hand of power rest upon them and keep them from evil and causing pain in Jesus' name. Lord, protect them, keep them, help them, guide them, lead them, give them woody inventions, help them to tap into the power to create wealth, to establish your covenant in the earth. Do what only you can do. Order their steps. Bring home family, bring home prodigals, save family members, deliver souls from evil and heal bodies in the name of Jesus. Let divine connections come forth and let us have a breakthrough day in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, part of this, listen. If you're tired of being held back and hindered and delayed, it's time to get equipped. You know, you're going to learn spiritual warfare strategies to deal with these hindering spirits in my course, Conquering Hindering Spirits. Now, you can take the free training, which is going to be on Saturday. You can sign up for that at JenniferLeClaire.org/events. That's going to be about 30 minutes, but I've got hours and hours of teaching. And listen, if you're seeing delays and obstacles in your life and nothing that you do is bringing breakthrough, this course is for you. If you want to understand the many different ways that hindering spirits are working to combat your progress, this course is a good fit for you. I mean, I haven't even scratched the surface here. I could teach on this for hours, and I have taught on for hours. If you want to know for sure if it's God or the enemy bringing delays, or if it's you or somebody else, so you can pray rightly, this course is for you. If you want to destroy the power of hindering spirits wreaking havoc on your life, this course is for you. Listen, hindering spirits stopped Paul the Apostle. He was able to wrestle the beast at Ephesus. He was able to blind the sorcerer, right? He was able to raise the dead. Come on, heal the sick. But hindering spirits stopped Paul more than once. If they can stop Paul, they can stop you, they can stop me. But we have the advantage because we can read about Paul's experiences. We can renew our mind with the word. We've got the whole New Testament. Paul didn't have that. He wrote the primer on spiritual warfare. We watched him go through battles so that we can learn from what he went through and apply it to our life. By the end of this course, you will have gained understanding into the enemy's agenda. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And one way he does this is by releasing hindering spirits at your life. So when you see this, you're going to feel a righteous indignation and violent faith is going to rise up. And some of you just need to get mad. I'm telling you, some of you just need to get mad with the devil. By the end of this course at schoolofthespirit.tv, you will have received insight into hindering spirit manifestations. You know, many people, as Emmanuel said, you know, is it a spirit of delay? Hindering spirits do a lot more damage than delay. I'll tell you that. The assignment goes much deeper than that. You may be surprised when you take this course and find out how much the hindering spirit has wreaked havoc on your life, how much warfare has been brought into your life through these spirits. You will have seen signs of hindering spirit attacks. These spirits, they come in subtle ways and not so subtle ways. And, you know, maybe obvious sometimes and not obvious at other times. I'm going to teach you the signs. It's not a perfect science. You can't just tick a box, but it will help you to become aware of these assignments so that you can pray and say, God, is that what I'm dealing with? Rather than just beating the air and, you know, coming against hindering spirits that aren't even coming against you. You don't want to pick a fight with a spirit that's not got you on their radar screen. You can have more warfare than you can handle. You're going to learn how to avoid blindsides from the hindering spirits. If you could bind the hindering spirits' operations before they had a chance to array themselves against you, then wouldn't you be happy? You can. I'm telling you, you can. You can discern the hindering spirit creeping around and bind it up before it strikes. By the end of this course, Conquering Hindering Spirits at schoolofthespirit.tv, you will have drilled down to the root of the hindrances. Because we want to blame the devil, the devil, the devil, the devil. And sometimes it's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Sometimes it's the people. Sometimes it's the devil. Sometimes it's God actually hindering you. We don't like that. But this is a real big issue. And we need to discern it. And you're going to learn how to decimate hindering spirits. I was dealing with the hindering spirit even when I started teaching this class. When I started studying for this class, I got whacked. And I had to learn how to overcome this thing. Because I can't teach you something I'm not gaining victory over. And you know what? That spirit will come against you again and again at different times in your life, and you need to be equipped. Now, you can watch the course will start. There's a timer up. You can grab hold of it. You know, you can watch the lesson again and again. It doesn't expire. You can log in. You're going to have a platform there. It's going to be interactive. And if you're not sure if this class is for you, I really want to say this before I pray for you. schoolofthespirit.tv. Look for Conquering Hindering Spirits. If you're sick and tired of being hindered, you know, this is for you. Look, you can't wish hindering spirits away. You can't depend on pastor to pray them all out for. You can't call me up and say, hey, would you deal with this hindering spirit? When you put your foot down, God will put his foot down. You know, if you've done all you know to do and you're still battling something that you can't see and you can't get the breakthrough, weeks, months, years, like Dale, you know, like the other man of God, hindering spirits are probably in the mix somewhere. You need to learn how to battle back. Now, you can go study this out in the Word for 30 hours like I did, or probably I studied more than that, quite frankly, or you can take the course and get the fast track and get the answers. If you want to make it for lost time, this class is for you. Delays can be frustrating and they can set you back. But once you break through hindering spirits, you're positioned to see time redemption. You're in every area the enemy meddled. It's just a matter of time. Please grab hold of this course while you can. It won't be available forever. It's on the site right now at schoolofthespirit.tv. Grab hold of it while you can. It's on ultra early bird. As a matter of fact, if you're able, go there right now because the clock is ticking. And once it's gone, it is gone. Let me pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you are good. There's nobody like you. And you made us more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. But Lord, we are ignorant in many areas when it comes to warfare. And thank God we don't have to be because your word brings light. With the interest of your word comes light. So we thank you, Lord, that you begin to teach us and train us so that we can send these conquering spirits fleeing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. schoolofthespirit.tv. Conquering Hindering Spirits. You're going to find some other free courses over there for you as well. So take advantage of those while you can. I love you guys. Have a breakthrough day.